You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. We're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to talk about the weather forecast. Let's start with what happened this week. A lot of severe weather across the nation and some in our part of the world.
Yeah, we certainly got hit in the southern half of Illinois last week on Tuesday. Great big squall line of thunderstorms kind of raced from St. Louis across the southern tip of Illinois and did quite a bit of wind damage. You know, that storm system was a part of a much larger storm system that produced a pretty big outbreak of severe weather across the Great Plains. Thankfully, we didn't see a ton of tornadoes. In fact, 2016, we're actually down on tornadoes in terms of the average number. But where we are certainly doing well, if you want to consider it well, is with hail reports. And last week's event was big, over 200 reports of large hail. And so, yeah, it was certainly one of those midweek nasty severe weather events that pushed across a big section of the United States. You know, if you were in Illinois, we had some widespread precipitation, but really a lot of the storm cell precipitation was really hit or miss. So some fields may have gotten over an inch, while others, you know, just got a little bit from the bigger system that moved through. But I'll tell you, where it was wet was in the Great Plains. You know, you look back over the last 30-plus days, and a lot of the major moisture stress across the U.S. has been found in the Great Plains. And this past system added another 2 inches of rain to a large section of the northern parts of the plains. Now, what's that mean? Well, we're kind of focusing right now on planting, but we're also seeing about winter wheat and what winter wheat is doing. We've got the big Kansas wheat tour coming up, and I've been talking to those guys, and they're all packing their mud boots. You know, they're prepared to get out there in the mud. And, you know, this much precip where we grow a lot of wheat here in Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, a little bit in Texas, and, you know, parts of Colorado as well. It's going to produce some big yields. We got to just keep our eye on what the quality is going to be, but certainly some big yields. So yeah, that's what the past week has really been doing to us.
Big yields with the rainfall. However, wheat does get diseased when it's rained on, so we'll be looking out for that too, and that may be the quality problem. Come closer to home, farmers would like to stay in the field, but I'm thinking more about the Illinois Marathon on Saturday. What kind of event day will we have?
Yeah, so unfortunately last year, remember we had the storms on that day and some lightning in the area, and I hate to say it, but this is going to be another one of those washout Saturdays. There's going to be a large kind of shield of precipitation moving out ahead of a low-pressure system in Kansas, and it's going to be spreading quite a bit of rain over the area. I'm a little bit concerned about the severe threat, not so much in Champaign, but south of Interstate 72, actually following all the way down through the mid and lower Mississippi River valleys. That's our next kind of chance for severe weather, and there's some today in Texas, but that's going to move. It's going to move to the east and hit this area on Saturday. So yeah, the marathon, I hate to say it, it's going to be cool and it's going to be wet. You know, at least we won't have runners getting overheated, but they're going to have wet shoes as they're kind of moving through. You know, that rain actually is going to spread from Nebraska all the way to Ohio and from Illinois all the way south to Louisiana. So we're looking at a lot of rain this weekend and really getting to Monday. But, you know, you talk about farmers getting back into the fields. You know, looking at the longer term thing, we kind of set up where we have a northwesterly flow aloft in the jet stream. And what that typically means is we tend to have drier days this time of year when we have that flow. So I'm looking at next week and not really seeing an abundance of precipitation. May have several dry days in a row. So, you know, we're more than 50% planted in Illinois. And so to see how this dry period kind of gets some guys in the field and gets them finished up could be a good thing, as long as it stays dry long enough that the weekend rains can really settle and kind of get out of their way. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at in the short term.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us here on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.